朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
旧约的时代，神容许以色列人有奴隶的制度。
In the Old Testament era, the God allowed people to have slavery.
但那个与外邦人的蓄奴制度是很不一样的。
But that is quite different from the Gentiles' slavery system.
只有在他们收成没有办法生活贫穷的状态中，可以卖自己做奴隶。
Only those people who are so poor that they cannot continue to live, they can sell themselves as slaves.
但是主人待仆人一定要有爱心。
But masters should treat slaves with love.
上帝不赞成奴隶的制度。
God does not really like the slavery.
但是他允许人在无法生存的底下可以去做别人的奴仆。
But he allowed those people who cannot continue to live by themselves to be slaves of others.
在新约的时代，教会时期蓄奴的这种制度是普遍存在的。
In the New Testament era, the slavery was pretty widespread.
在罗马统治的背景中，那一些奴隶被视为是主人的财产。
During the Roman era, the slaves were treated as properties of their masters.
主人可以任意的买卖，或是有生杀的大权。
Masters can sell them arbitrarily or can even kill them.
主耶稣虽然没有公开的反对蓄奴的制度，但是他一再的强调要大的服侍小的。
Even though Lord Jesus did not openly oppose the slavery, but he emphasized that the big should serve the small.
在马太福音二十章二十六节，他说：“凡是在你们中间不可以这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。”
In Matthew 20:26, Lord Jesus said, "It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant."
可见的主耶稣是不赞成罗马人的蓄奴制度的。
So it can seem from here that Lord Jesus actually does not agree with the slavery of the Romans.
可是他没有要推翻这个制度，而是要把它正常化。
But he did not try to overthrow this system. Instead, he tried to normalize it.
就是说，主人与仆人之间的相处要有一个原则。
That is, there must be a principle among the masters and slaves.
今天我们要来看这个原则。
Today we are going to study this principle.
首先，在以弗所书第六章第五节这样的说：“你们做仆人的，要惧怕战惊，用诚实的心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。”这里讲到这个对主人对主人的态度。
In Ephesians 6:5, it talks about the attitude towards masters.
因为在当初教会建立之后，基督的平等自由观念渐渐的就传开在基督徒当中。
Because once the church was established, Jesus' concept of equality and freedom start to spread.
那很多做仆人的对主人的态度也变成轻慢而不尊重。
So some servants start to treat their masters with no respect.
保罗就劝做仆人的要战战兢兢地侍奉主人。
So Paul asks servants to serve their masters with trembling.
因为这种主从的关系是一种人伦。
Because this master-servant relationship is a human relation.
那做仆人的应当听从主人。
The servants should listen, obey the master.
好像Bill Gates 他的老婆Melinda 他曾经是 Bill Gates 的下属。
For example, Bill Gates' wife Melinda used to be Bill Gates' employee.
他在公司里面 是要听从 Bill Gates， 因为他是老板。
She needed to listen to Bill Gates because he was the boss.
但是回到家里 ，Bill Gates 要听他，他是老板。
But when they go home, Bill Gates need to listen to her because she's the boss.
这种主从的关系是一个人伦。
This relationship is a human relation.
第二，就是要诚实，因为诚实是一切美德的基础。
Second is need to be honest. That's the basis of our human relations.
要不然你不诚实，一切美德都可以成为虚假。
If you are not being honest, all virtues can be fake.
第三，听从主人如同听从基督一样。
Number three, obey your master just like you obey Christ.
这不是说要把老板当作是神，而是说对他应当顺服。
It's not to regard your boss as the God, but you need to obey him.
因为老板在那个位置上，尊重那个位置，就是要听从。
Because the boss is on that position, and you need to respect that position.
正如我们尊重美国总统，不是因为美国总统的本人，而是因为那个位置。
For example, we respect the president of the United States. It's not because this person, but because this position.
所以做仆人的应当诚心听从主人。
So as servants, we need to listen to obey our bosses.
第二，不能够虚有其表。
Second, cannot be just have eye service.
第六章第六节说，不要只在眼前侍奉，好像是讨人的喜欢，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。基督的仆人是怎样呢？
What kind of servants are servants of Jesus Christ?
他说，非眼前服侍，就是做表面的工作。
He said, not by way of eye service, which is...
Eye service, 这一个字很有意思，就是眼睛看到。
Eye service simply means that you only see it with eyes.
但是人的视觉实在有限，太远的看不见，太近的也看不明，遮住了还看不见，下雨了又模糊。
But our vision is very limited. We cannot see too far, too close, or being blocked.
所以老板能够看到员工也只是一部分。
So when the boss can see employee, it's only partly.
通常老板在看的时候，员工都很认真。
When the boss is watching, employees work hard, very hard.
有一次我在教堂扫地的时候，就扫到了那个角落。
Once Pastor Wu was sweeping the floor of the church, he went to a corner.
我想那就随便扫一下，反正也没人知道。
And he thought that corner is not important, so maybe it can skip.
突然在我里面就有一个声音说，别的地方你是为人而扫，这里你是为我而扫。
Then there's a voice within him that says, other places you sweep for people, but this corner you sweep for me.
对主人，我们不是眼前的服侍。
For our masters, we do not serve just eye service.
而是从心里去遵行。
But we need to obey from the bottom of our heart.
因为我们心里面怎么想，我们外面就会怎么做。
Because however we think, our deeds will come out.
主耶稣说，从果子可以看出树来。
Lord Jesus says, you can see fruits from the tree.
如果我们从内心做事情是为着钱，为着人，那我们就不会认真的去做。
If we do things for people or for money, then we may not do it with wholeheartedly.
但是我们做的是为主的缘故，是为神的缘故，我们一定会做得很好。
But if we do it for our Lord, and we will do it wholeheartedly.
因为上帝注重的是我们的内心动机。
Because God watches our inner hearts.
第三，对主人要好像是服侍神一样。
Number three, serve our masters just like serving our Lord.
这里说甘心的侍奉，好像服侍主，不像是服侍人。什么叫做甘心的侍奉呢？
What is serving with your heart?
甘心，中文的意思是甜心 sweetheart. 那英文它是Good will 是美好的意念。
So, good will is good will.
就是没有勉强，是心甘情愿。
That is, do it with your actively without being forced.
有人统计最有成就感的职业是什么？
People made statistical study, the profession that has best satisfaction is.
你们说？
Guess?
啊，牧师。
Pastor.
对，牧师跟救火员。
Pastor and firefighters.
为什么？因为都是救人。
Because they save people.
那都是心甘情愿的。
That is, they do it wholeheartedly.
我们服侍主就是应当心甘情愿。
We serve our Lord should serve with goodwill.
因为主不会勉强你去做事的。
Because Lord will not force us to do things.
你做也好，不做也好，你都是自动自发。
Whether you do it or not, you take the consequences yourself.
我在这里服侍主已经快30年了，我发现一件事情。
Pastor has served here for 30 years and he has discovered one thing.
如果我勉强人去做事的话，绝对不会做好的。
If you force people to do things, it won't be good.
但是他们如果感受到是为主而做，就会做得很好。
If people feel that they do things for the Lord, they will do it very well.
好比说刚过去的这个感恩节， Kenwu 他们团契来做爱宴。
For example, this past Thanksgiving gathering, Kenwood Group was cooking the food.
他们人虽然不多，但是他们做得很认真，没有发怨言。
Even though there weren't too many people, they did very well.
那他们做得好不好吃呢？
Did it taste good? Taste very good.
当然要说好吃，下不然下次没得。不过他们做的这一个火鸡骨头汤真的是很好喝。
And that turkey bone soup was very delicious.
如果你想我今天在这里准备晚餐是为了主耶稣的缘故，
If you think that I'm preparing dinner tonight is for Lord Jesus,
你一定会做得很好。
You will do it very well.
因为我们是服侍主而不服侍人而已。
We serve our Lord not just to serve people.
服侍人总是有选择的。
Serving people, there will be some choices.
啊，他跟我的关系近不近啊？他对我好不好？
Is he good to me? Do I have good relationship with him?
他会不会影响我的前途？会不会增加我的利益？
Is it going to be good for my future?
这一些就成为我们先后的次序，服侍的程度就有差别。
So this may affect the degree of service.
但做一个好仆人，你就不能够看人。
But as a good servant, you cannot look at people.
你要看的是主。
You need to look at our Lord.
因为我们每一个人都是会站在神的面前。
Because we will, each one of us will stand in front of our Lord.
要不然我们服事上就会选择，我们就有不同的层次。
Otherwise, we may have make choices and we may serve differently.
基督徒，我们凡事都应当是为神而做的。
For Christians, everything we do should be doing for the Lord.
所以我们不计较人的反应。
So we do not count people's reactions.
我们应当注重的是得主的赏赐。
We need to count to get reward from our Lord.
第八节说，因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。有一次，有个弟兄跟我抱怨他的同事多么的坏。
One time, a brother complains to me how bad one of his colleagues was.
啊，他不但是讲闲话，他也贬他的其他的同仁。
Not only he gossips, he also put down other people.
他很难过，他问我怎么办。
He was very sad. He asked Pastor what to do.
我就说，你抬头看看，这个世界是不是有许多不公平的事
？Pastor said, "You take a look at this world. Isn't this world full of unjust things?"
所以你只有相信神是公义的，最后一定有一个公义的审判。
So you have to believe that God is just, and there will be a final judgment.
我们如果不相信神是公义的，那我们活在这个世上会很痛苦。
If we don't believe that God is just, we'll live our lives very bitterly.
神要我们每一个人都行善事。
God wants each one of us to do good deeds.
善事不是只做好事，而是指的我们要按自己的能力把事做好。
Doing good deeds is not just to do good things, it is to do things well according to our abilities.
因为做好事是强调要人看到得人的称赞。
Because doing good deeds is to, for people to see and for you to get praise.
但是把事做好，这是我们的本分，是神来做评价。
But to do things well is what we ought to do, and God will be the judge.
因此，对基督徒而言，行善是为了讨神喜悦的心去把事情做好。
So to Christians, doing good deeds is to please our Lord.
那主管有主管该做的事，仆人下属有下属该做的事，个人尽职把自己的事做好。
Managers have their duties, and employees have their duties. Each should do their duties well.
因为知道将来神要按我们所行的来审判我们。
Because in the future, God will judge us according to our deeds.
因为审判的权柄是在于神。
Because the power of judgment is in God.
当然，我们做老板的也有给人考核的权。
As bosses, we have power to test other people.
但是每一个人将来我们能不能够在上帝的面前过关，那更重要。
But whether we can be judged by God to be good is more important.
现在这个社会已经无所谓的 loyalty 这个忠诚这回事。
This society has no such thing as loyalty.
所以现在这种雇主跟雇员之间的关系越来越差。
So the relationship, employee-employer relationship becomes worse.
最后呢，就变成员工的代表工会出来跟雇主之间谈条件。
So it became like workers' unions come out to negotiate with management.
这样的社会活在其中其实是很痛苦的。
Such a society is actually pretty painful to live in.
因为人与人之间不再有信任。
Because there's no trust among people.
我们要回到圣经，按着圣经的原则去生活。
We need to go back to the Bible and live according to the Bible.
员工对雇主应当尊重，应当听从。
Employees should obey and respect employers.
那为什么这个关系重要呢？
Why is this relationship important?
因为要留住好员工，就要让员工被尊重。
Because to keep good employees, they need to be respected.
你看今天 GE 也好 ，GM 也好，他们为什么会每况愈下呢
？Look at GE or GM. Why do these businesses always go down?
因为他们的员工不再受尊重，所以他们就换工作就离开了。
Because their employees are not being respected, so they leave.
所以最后呢，像这个波音公司一样，把工作拉到印度去做，结果飞机飞上天就掉下来，飞上天就掉下来。
It's like Boeing, they ship jobs to India and the airplanes would fall down.
减少工作的这一种摩擦是非常重要的。
And reduce frictions among employees is also very important.
如果雇主跟员工都能够有自己做事的原则、相处的规矩，才能够彼此合作。
Only management and employees have their own principles of work, and then they can only by this they can get along fine.
好的雇主跟员工的关系能够增加生产率。
Good employer-employee relationship can increase productivity.
你看70%跟75%的工作效率听起来只差5%。
70% or 75% efficiency differ only by 5%.
但是所有产品的问题都出在那5%。
But all problems may come out from that 5%.
因为员工如果没有心做好，在那5%里面就可以把公司整个都破坏掉。
Because if employees don't have put their hearts into it, they can destroy the company by that 5%.
好的关系能够制造一个愉快工作的环境。
Good relationship can also create a happy environment.
最糟糕的情况就是大家都生气。
The worst case is everybody is upset.
我以前在巴西曾经工作过一段时间。
Pastor Wu used to work in Brazil.
那每一次到发薪水的那一天，所有的员工都不做事的。
Every time on the day on the payday, people stop working.
因为大家都不满意自己薪水的待遇。
Because no one likes what they are being paid.
已经成了习惯，每两个礼拜一次，就是那一天就等于放假日，每一个人都喝咖啡，就不做事。
It's become a habit. Every two weeks on that day, every people simply drank coffee.
你说这样的公司怎么样能够做好事情？
How can such a company be profitable?
如果要提高公司的声誉的话，那就应当保持好的员工雇主关系。
To promote good reputation for a company, the relationship between employees and employers is very important.
因为最好的口碑是出自于员工所讲的话。
Because the best reputation comes from employees.
比如说 Chick-fil-A 这个公司。
For example, Chick-fil-A.
这个公司每年几乎都有10%的增长率，从1946年开始。
It started in 1946. Every year, they have 10% increase.
他们对员工的保有率高达95%.
The retainment of employees is 90%.
因为他们公司里面有一个 motto， 有一个这个是怎么讲？这个标语。
They have a slogan in their company.
这个标语就是仆人领导的模式。
The slogan is
这个
servants leader.
Servants leader. 这个领导的模式是从圣经来的。
This pattern comes from the Bible.
所以你看他的 motto 是这样说，用诚实的心来做好所交付我们的。使每个与 Chick-fil-A 的人接触都得到正面的影响，好让上帝的荣耀。
So,
okay, sorry, you read it. 那这一个 motto 非常的重要，因为它导致这个公司能够成功。
This is the motto of Chick-fil-A. It's very important because it led the company to be successful.
所以主人对仆人的态度也是非常的重要。
It is also very important the attitude of the masters to their servants.
就是不能够强逼员工。
That is cannot force your employees.
第九节说，你们做族人的带仆人也是一理，不要威吓他们，因为知道他们和你们同有一位主在天上，他并不偏待人。主人最容易犯的错误就是滥用权力。
The most common problem for a master is to abuse his power.
最近新闻暴露了许多重要人物滥权。
Recently, there are many, many pieces of news about important people.
好比说像那个好莱坞的制片人叫 Harvey Weinstein， 他对于女性员工的骚扰。
There's a Hollywood producer, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein.
Weinstein is sexual harassment.
那结果就造成了所谓 Me Too movement.
So it caused this Me Too movement.
那很多女性都出来讲他们的老板对他们的性骚扰。
Many female employees come out to openly criticize their bosses about sexual harassment.
因为很多主人呢是滥用他们的权力。
Because these bosses abuse their power.
主人应当了解，我们人都是罪人。
The masters need to understand that we are all sinners.
在神的面前，我们都是平等，都是一样的，都是有罪的。
In front of God, we are all equal. We are all equally sinners.
就是总统或者是流浪汉，在上帝的眼中都是一样的平等。
Either a president or a beggar, in front of God's eyes, they are the same.
所以中国人有句古话说：“点着灯，皇帝乞丐有区别； 但是吹灭了灯都一样是鬼。
There is an old ancient saying in Chinese, if you have a light, then emperor and beggar look, they are different, but if you blow out the candle, then they are the same.
They are ghosts.
They are all ghosts.
Yeah, they are ghosts. 那因为人的本性都是罪人。
Because our nature is we are sinners.
在黑暗中，在熄灭之后，我们那个罪性都显出来了。
When there's no light, our sinful nature comes out.
我们应当顺服上帝的命令。
We need to obey God's order.
了解，我们不过是神所分派去做不同角色的人，角色的人。
To understand that we are simply nothing but playing different roles by God.
神并不偏待人，所以我们也不可以偏爱。
God is just, so we cannot be partial to people either.
那你看，阳光、雨水照好人，也给歹人。
The sun and rain shower people, but also shower bad people.
因此，我们也应当平等的相待。
So we need to treat each other equally.
我工作的地方以前呢，就有一个人，他常常陪我的老板去打高尔夫球。
At the place where Pastor Wu used to work, there was one guy who often plays golf with the boss.
那不久他就爬到我上面做我的主管了。
And quickly he was promoted into a manager above Pastor Wu.
不是我而已，很多人都感到心不服。
Many people felt it was unfair.
所以呢，最后我也不做了啊，觉得没有了，这个跟那个没有关系哈。
So finally, Pastor Wu quit.
那你看到，如果一个人偏心，他的下属就不会专心。
So as you can see, if somebody is partial, his employees may not be loyal.
让我们当中有一些小型企业的老板。
Among us, there are probably some small business owners.
可能你是开餐馆的，或者开店铺的，你会不会成功，跟你怎么样对待员工有很直接的关系。
Maybe you have a restaurant or have a shop. Your success largely depends on how you treat your employees.
有的人经营餐馆是事业蒸蒸日上，有的人仅够维持。
Some restaurants are booming business. Some other restaurants are dying.
跟你怎么样用人有很大的关系。
It largely depends on how you use people.
所以我们不论做什么事情，都应当是为主而做。
So it doesn't matter what we do, we need to do it for our Lord.
在马太福音25章，主耶稣讲了这一个比喻，这个故事。
In Matthew 25, Lord Jesus told this story.
描述到最后这一个审判公绵羊、山羊、公羊的绵羊、山羊的审判。他这样的讲，他说王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我弟兄身上一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。原来我们做善事是成就神的旨意。
We do good deeds is to fulfill God's will.
我们帮助人其实是在帮助主在做善事。
We help other people. We are actually helping our Lord to do good deeds.
有一位姐妹并不有钱。
There's a sister who is not that rich.
她所赚的仅仅够温饱而已。
Her income is only enough to sustain her life.
有一天她做梦，梦到主耶稣向她显现。
One time she had a dream that Lord Jesus came to her.
耶稣说，明天我要来访问你。
Jesus said, I will come to visit you tomorrow.
她醒来之后呢，她就开始清扫房子。
And after she woke up, she started to clean her house.
第二天一早，她就把所有储蓄的钱都带着，到了店里去买一些食物。
The following morning, she took all her savings and went to a shop to buy food.
哎呀，她买了面包、牛油、火腿这些东西。
She bought bread, butter, and ham, and so forth.
她准备要请主耶稣吃一顿饭。
She wanted to treat Lord Jesus.
可是她出来的时候看到有一位流浪汉在那里，很贫穷的样子。
But after she left the shop, she saw a beggar.
那个 流浪汉就对他说，夫人，你能不能给我一些东西？
The beggar said, can you give me something?
他就说，我很同情你，但是我有一个很尊贵的朋友要来，我要急着回去为他预备东西。
She said, I'm very sympathetic, but I have an important friend coming to visit me.
所以他走的时候，当他过了街角，要准备进到他住的公寓时候，他心里面没有平安。
So when she turned around the corner, ready going to her apartment, she did not have peace in her heart.
因此她又绕回去，又找到那个流浪汉，就对他说。
So she came back and went to that beggar.
这一些东西还是给你吧，我回家再想办法。
She said, I'll give you these things. I'll think other things for my friend.
所以她回到家里面就把所有的东西能够吃的都拉出来摆上。
So she went back to her apartment and took out every, all food she had.
可是那一天下午也过了，晚上也来了，通通没有主耶稣的影子。
But afternoon passed and evening passed, Lord Jesus did not come.
她很失望的去睡了。
She was very disappointed and went to sleep.
那天晚上她又做一个梦。
That night she had another dream.
梦到主耶稣来对她说。
And Lord Jesus came to speak to her.
谢谢你，今天你为我预备丰盛的食物招待了我，这是我最甜美的一餐。
He said, "Thank you for preparing such good meal for me. This was the best meal I had."
怎么样，我们能够保持雇主跟员工之间的好关系呢？
How do we keep good relationship among employers and employees?
要彼此的尊重。
We need to respect each other.
要公平的待遇。
We need to treat each other fairly.
要开放的沟通。
We need to communicate openly.
要彼此的依赖。
We need to rely on each other.
要帮助对方开发他的潜能。
We need to help each other to release their potential.
要有感恩的态度。
We need to have thanksgiving hearts.
有一个年轻的创业者，他的名字叫做赵宏哲。
There's a young entrepreneur. His name is Zhao Hongzhe.
他年少的时候念书不认真，念不好，也没受大学的教育。
He did not do well in school and did not go through college.
所以他跟朋友就合伙开了一个火锅的一个餐馆在上海。
So he and his friend opened a hot pot restaurant in Shanghai.
他用的是这种成功管理学的方式来经营。
He used a management that is called a successful management style.
所以呢，他用很多正面的鼓励的话的思维，把这些的话写在墙上，要员工常常来念。
He used positive thinking, encourage words, put all around restaurants and ask his employees to read.
这一些名人语录在开始的时候似乎蛮有效用的。
Such words seem to be effective at the beginning.
所以这个捞王这个火锅店呢，就走出自己的一片天地来。
So his hot pot restaurants start to boom.
但是不久呢，就遇到了瓶颈。
But pretty soon, the situation wasn't good.
他就去找他的哥哥，他的哥哥是一个虔诚的基督徒。
So he went to talk to his brother. His brother is a Christian.
他哥哥别的都不讲，就是叫他传福音，叫他信耶稣。
His brother didn't talk to him about anything else other than preaching gospel and believing Christ.
他不愿意信，就这样子讲了八个月。
He did not want to, so this conversation lasted for 8 months.
他那时候身上得了一种牛皮癣怎么医都医不好。
So at that time, he had some skin problems and was hard to heal.
他哥哥就对他说，他说，如果我为你祷告，神医治好你，你要不要信？
So his brother said, if I pray for you and God healed you, would you believe?
他说，我如果好了就信。
He said, if it's healed, yes, I will believe.
真的，过了一段时间，他身体的疾病就好了，所以他受洗。
And really, after a while, his skin problem went away, so he believed.
真的，他信了主以后，就变成另外一个人。
So once he believed, he became a different person.
他不再追求这种名人语录鼓励员工，他是向他的员工传福音。
He stopped posting those good words by famous people, he started to preach gospel to his employees.
他的这个叫做什么尾牙的这个庆祝会，两千多个员工啊，都聚在一起的时候，他跟他们怎么样传福音，开布道会。
He had his gathering of all employees, about 2,000 people. He actually used that as a gospel camp.
他在全国开了超过40家的捞王火锅。
He opened more than 40 such restaurants in China.
他毫不犹豫地去提拔他的员工，让他们受训进入管理。
He promoted good employees and asked, make them into managers.
结果呢，餐馆变成教堂，员工变成弟兄姐妹。
So, his restaurants became churches, and employees became brothers and sisters.
所以他们的 motto, 他们的口号是用爱传递好味道。
Their motto is to deliver good flavor with love.
真的，我们如果要照着神的话去做。一定蒙福。
Yes, if we do according to God's word, we will be blessed.
我们与人的关系在职场中，我们应当活出基督徒的见证。
Our relationship in employment, we need to live out the testimony of Christians.
在做仆人的，我们应当诚心的听从。
As employees, we need to obey.
然后不要虚有其表。
Do not do just eye service.
好像服侍主的心。
We need to serve as serving our Lord.
因为我们是要得主的赏赐。
Because we would like to be rewarded by our Lord.
那我们做主人的呢？我们不要强制去逼迫我们的员工。
As masters, we do not domineer.
因为知道所做的。都是为主而做
，because we do all for our Lord。
那在教会里，除了传道人，我们也有长老。
Other than ministers, we also have elders in our church。
请注意，长老、传道人不是老板，而是仆人。
Ministers and elders are not managers; they are servants。
啊，因此，当我们被拣选。来做长老的时候，我们应当用彼得前书第五章这一段话来自勉。
So we need to obey this part. First Peter chapter 5, it talks about how what qualifications to be an elder.
啊，我来念。我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现至荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。这里讲到长老在四个方面应当做的。
Here it talks about four aspects that an elder needs to do.
第一，不是自己的意识，是神的意识。
First, not own will, but God's will.
第二，不是贪财，乃是甘心的施予。
Second, do it willingly, not for shameful gain.
第三，不要出于勉强，乃是乐意。
Third, do it gladly, without under compulsion.
第四，不是辖制，而是自己做榜样。
Number four, being examples, but not domineering.
那我们今天教会有两位新的长老，我们要来案例。
Today we'll ordain two new elders.
那这两位新的长老都是大家所熟识的，因为他们在这个教会已经近30年的服事。
We know them very well because they have served in this church for almost 30 years.
我们就一直等等等他们又长又老的时候，才叫他们做长老。
We have waited till they are elder.
好，我们请苏新红跟汤华堂弟兄到台上来，跟他们的妻子。
We ask the elders and their families to come up.
汤华堂和他们的妻子。好，请你在这边，请你在这边。好，我们来介绍一下。哦，不用了。Don't need to introduce them. They already know them. 好，不需要了。好，有没有人反对的？现在还有机会啊，没有。OK， 我们请所有的教会现在跟过去的传道人跟长老到台上来为他们祷告，按手祷告。All the previous ministers and current and all the elders as elders all come up， 请你们两个都跪下。好，各位一同起立 ，Let's all stand up。好，我们祷告。
Let's pray. Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢对新城教会百般的眷爱。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving our church.
在将近五十年教会的历史中，每一步都看见主你奇妙的带领跟恩典。
In our history of almost 50 years, every step we see your lead and your grace.
你所拣选的仆人，服侍你的教会的这一些长老、传道人，都是非常的美好。
The servants that you have chosen, ministers and elders, are all good.
有的他们就从位上退下，为了让其他年轻人能够有机会服侍。
Some retire so that they will give, let younger persons to serve.
有的已经到你那里去了。
Some are with you now.
今天你又拣选两位新的长老。
Today you selected two new elders.
我们为着他们来感恩。
We thank you for your grace for them.
我们为着汤华堂弟兄、苏新红弟兄两个家庭愿意奉献他们自己来服侍你，真的心里面十分的感恩。
We thank you for brothers Tang Hua Tang and Su Xin Hong and their families willing to come to serve you.
主啊，愿你洁净他们，你也大大的使用他们。
Lord, please cleanse them and use them.
虽然我们都不配，也满身是充满了缺点的人，但是你的拣选是没有后悔的。
Even though we all, none of us deserves, we all have faults, but you will not regret for those that you have chosen.
主啊，愿你的教会众儿女都能够同心的来支持，与他们同工服侍你。
Lord, may move all brothers and sisters of the entire church to support them.
也愿意他们在主你面前的摆上蒙你自己喜悦跟纪念。
May their offering in front of you be pleased to you.
保守他们的家，远离恶者的攻击。
Protect their families from evil.
保守他们的心智，能够一直跟随主走到底。
Protect their hearts to follow you all the way to the end.
主啊，求你借着他们在主你的服事，祝福你的教会。
Lord, please bless this church by their service.
这是我们众人同心的祷告，陈明在你的面前。
This is our prayer in front of you.
我们将荣耀归给你。
We give all glory to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。